I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf, Daf and Practice series. The question of how the Jewish community should deal with the ashes of someone who has been cremated has been discussed and at times heatedly debated for over 100 years. There have been tshuvas written and svarim authored discussing, is there a mitzvah to bury such ashes? Perhaps the halacha has no opinion about it, or in fact, there can be some isser, some reason why we shouldn't be burying those who were cremated. I'd like to focus on two tshuvas written by Rav David Tzvi Hoffman, the author of the tshuvas in Malam Lahoyel, and he was the Rosh Hashiva after Brazil Hildesheimer in the Rabbinical Seminary in Berlin. In his first tshuva written in approximately 1898, he discussed a situation in which there was a woman who in her will wished that she would be cremated, and her husband afterwards wanted to bury those ashes. And he begins his tshuva by establishing that there is in fact no mitzvah to bury the ashes of someone who was cremated. And the basis of such a determination was from Gemara in today's Daf Nida Daf Chazayin that continues on to Daf Chaf Ches. The Gemara discusses Meis Shenisraf, a dead body that was burned. And discussion in our Gemara is in terms of Tumah V'Tahara, whether it's able to give off Tumah. Where Rav David Tzvi Hoffman concludes, in effect, it's nearly universal. But all poskim based on the Rambam, based on the conclusion of today's of this Gemara, is that such ashes are not metame, and if they're not metame, it must be the halacha does not recognize it as having the status of a dead body. And therefore the poskim conclude that if it doesn't have the status of a dead body, there cannot be any mitzvah to bury it. However, Rav David Tzvi Hoffman continues, and he says that although there is no mitzvah to bury such ashes, and in fact, intrinsically, there can't be anything really wrong with burying such ashes in the Jewish cemetery. Migdar Milsa, as a matter of public policy, Rav David Tzvi Hoffman felt that it should be prohibited, the community should not be involved in burying such ashes, and he commanded the Chevra Kadisha not to allow these ashes to be buried. And his rationale was that through such an action, we're able to express our disdain of cremation. And Rav David Tzvi Hoffman hoped that he would be able to encourage or discourage other people from performing cremations. This ruling, prohibiting burying such ashes in the Jewish cemetery, in fact, became the standard throughout the world. There have been many, many, many tshuvas, all agreeing with this idea that l'migdar milsa, we shouldn't allow such ashes to be buried. In fact, that seems to be the most common practice of Chevra Kadishas today. It's interesting to note that Rav David Tzvi Hoffman himself was chuzer in the next tshuva. Rav David Tzvi Hoffman goes out of his way and has a very, very long tshuva. And at the end, he ends off saying that we should allow such ashes to be buried in the Jewish cemetery. And he writes, even though I earlier wrote that we shouldn't allow it, l'migdar milsa, we shouldn't allow it, he changed his mind. And the reasoning why he changed his mind is fascinating. He quotes a Medrash. The Medrash says, Om Rav Yechanan, you shouldn't destroy the bamos, the altars of the Goyim, Shemet Iban al Yadcha, perhaps you're going to have to rebuild it. Perhaps originally it wasn't that strong. The bamos were built out of clay. But if you rebuild it, you're going to have to rebuild it out of stone. And from there, Rav David Tzvi Hoffman concluded that we can't institute a prohibition with Migdar Milsa if the consequences of such a takana will leave us worse off. And Rav David Tzvi Hoffman explained that he was concerned that if we wouldn't allow any of these Jewish bodies that were cremated to be buried in the Jewish cemetery, the government may get involved and require us to bury them, and we wouldn't be able to make any distinction between those who were cremated and those who weren't. And therefore, Rav David Tzvi Hoffman decided that he wanted to allow there to be a separate section of the cemetery designated for those who were cremated. And with that, he hoped that he would be able to express his uncomfort with those who are cremated, but all at the same time not end up having the government get involved and have us forced to bury them all together.